The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun and getting ready to get on the day. The weekend's going to be sunny and kind of nice here. I'm enjoying not as beautiful as it was last weekend. We went out right after the show with Gary Junior Middle School from LaGrange, Illinois, and their outdoor club, and we had a dozen kids fishing, right around a dozen kids. Had a great time. Oh, my God. They all caught fish. One girl caught 11 fish. And they were such a great group of kids, so well-mannered, so well-respected to each other, helping each other. It was a breath of fresh air. And then after they all left, after having a great time and a hot dog lunch over the open fire, myself and Dr. Gross, who was helping out that day, and Dan Baser, we just sat under a beautiful maple tree of colors and watch the birds fly by and the fish jump out of the water. I mean, it was a perfect 3 hours after that, too. I mean, it was just, you put it in a bottle and keep that day because it was just magnificent. But let's talk about today's show. We got a pretty good one, I think, for you. But before we tell you about today's show, remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen to us on ESPN Chicago app, or just go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click on the word podcast, 7 o'clock in the morning. That's a technical term. That's a technical term. And the show's up and ready for you to listen to any time of the day, 24/7. You can have Chauncey in your ears. Ooh, that's scary. talking about the great outdoors. So sit back and let's have some fun. But on today's show, we should be getting a call from Danny Kosich. He's from the Chicagoland Fishing Fools, Oswegoland. I'm sorry. He's from the Oswegoland Fishing Fools, a great fishing club for everyone to join. They meet in Oswego, obviously. And then we're going to be out placing fish cribs with Constellation Clean Energy, Brett Nauman, Jeff Jenkins, and Seth Love from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources at Braidwood Lake. You know, we've almost put 2,000 fish cribs out there to attract fish, and they're all working great. You can't go wrong with that. I love it. It's really a super time. Then we're going to have Ryan Whitaker, winner of the Big Lake Bass Tournament on Lake Michigan, a bass fishing tournament in October, November in Lake Michigan. That's a good one. But he was out there last weekend and was the champion. And we're going to talk to him about the fantastic smallmouth fishing that is happening out there. And he's a fishing guide on Lake Michigan for those smallies with ChicagoBassFishing.com. And then in the last segment, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report and a whole lot of other information for you. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Out of Doors. Oh, I can hear the telephone ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Oh, it's Danny Kosich, everybody, from the Oswegoland Fishing Fools. Right, Danny?
How you doing, Chauncey?
I'm doing fine, my friend. Oh, it's, you got all kinds of neat stuff going on. Fish are biting. Rivers are a little low. I mean, I got to tell you that. I, you know, crossed the Illinois yesterday, and I went, ooh.
Yeah, I know. Even on the Fox River, I was out in my kayak the other day, and I was dragging bottom a lot.
Oh, were you? Wow. Okay. Hey, well, listen, Danny, you've got a meeting coming up in, a couple weeks, I think?
Yeah, on the 4th of November. We actually have meetings the first Monday of each month. Mm. And this one here is we having Kenneth O'Malley is going to be speaking from Husker Outdoors.
Yes, he's been on my show a number of times. You have a different speaker or something, right, every month?
Yeah, we always try to have a different speaker or activity or something, such as last month we got together as a group and just cleaned our fishing reels, taught some people how to do that, you know, grease them up and everything, getting them ready for next year. There's always something happening.
That's a very important thing to do because I can't tell you how many times I've been with somebody and their reel explodes because they've never touched it. Well, that's cool. Ken is a great speaker. He's a great educator. And the nice thing about Ken, he fishes the waters that we all fish. So you could really learn a lot from him at the meeting of the Oswego Lands Fishing Fools just by having somebody like that talk to you. You know, you're not talking about fishing the Canadian Shield. You're not talking about going down to Alabama. You're talking about fishing the Fox, the Shabanaw, the Chain, you know, the Kankakee
River.
Yeah,
I can't. Yes, I can't wait, actually, to listen to him speak. You know, I've heard a lot of good things about him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with our club, you know, we're a multi-species club, so it's not like, you know, we fish for just about everything that bites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people love fishing for bass, walleye, catfish, you know. Myself, like I said, I just like catching anything that will pull that line.
Mm. That's cool. That's cool. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is the club is, it's not just a good old boy club. It's open to anybody, right? You know, ladies, you can come.
We actually have quite a few ladies that's members of the club.
Mm.
You know, we have husband and wives. In fact, our membership, you know, it's only $40 a year for membership. But with a husband and wife, it's $40 for the husband and $20 for the wife. So we give a cut rate for that. And we also have family memberships as well.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, where do you guys meet?
We meet at the Oswego Police Department on Woolley Road in Oswego at 3355 Woolley Road. And that's the meeting starts at 7 p.m. We usually have our kind of business meeting right up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have any speakers, then usually around 7:30, the speaker kicks off.
Cool. And then, like I said, you're basically pretty much done and out the door by 9 o'clock, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We don't want to. We got a bunch of old people in the club. You know? We don't want to keep them up too late.
I can't even. You know, there's so many lines I could say, Danny, but I can't go. But that's cool. Well, that's one. Once again, everybody, we're talking with Danny Kasich. He is with the Oswego Land Fishing Fools. They have their meeting on the first Monday of the month, which this is going to be November 4th, I think.
Fourth.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah, November 4th. And so all are welcome. If you're not a member, is there a charge to come to the meeting?
We're not going to charge for this one, but typically we'll charge like $10 if we have speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to charge for this one. It's late in the year, and we're just trying to get more members, more people interested in coming to the club meetings.
Cool.
You know, since COVID happened, you know, we've mm-hmm. had reduction in membership, but We still got a healthy membership, and we got a lot of people that stay active in the club, so which is good, you know.
Well, Danny, I want everybody to come out. Once again, give the address of the place.
Yes, it's 3355 Woolley Road in Oswego.
On November 4th.
On November 4th, that's the Oswego Police Department. In the there's a community room there at the police department. Nice facility. Beautiful.
Sounds good, my friend.
And if you want to know more about the club, all you got to do is go to our website. Also, it's www.fishandfools.org. So if you want to learn more about the club.
Fishandfools.org. Danny, thanks for calling in this morning.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors digital edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors. You can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you know what? It's another beautiful fall day, and what am I doing today? Of course, we're out at Braidwood Lake putting in fish cribs with Seth Love. Seth, we've been doing this for a few years.
Yeah, so this project has been ongoing. It first started in 2007, and up to date, we are just under 2,000 structures in Braidwood Lake. Most of the structures are in the north side of the lake, but there are quite a few in the south side, too.
Now, one of the things, these structures, and I've got photos of them that people could see over the conversation, you know, it's not a pallet, a crappie pallet, because it's made out of PVC piping and some other stuff, but the way it's made,
when it goes down, you don't have any extra weight on it or anything else like that. But what is the idea of putting the fish crib in? What is it? What's it supposed to do?
Yeah, so basically the lake is really void of a lot of vegetation. And so the idea of these structures is to make it so there's places for fish to hide out, for young fish to kind of hide from predators, which attracts the larger fish and kind of really sets up the food chain so anglers have places to catch fish.
Now, I know years ago, the Constellation, they figured out that they were able to increase the water temperature of the lake. And people said that there was a lot of weed die-off and different things like that. But these fish cribs have added, like you said, the structure and places for them to hide. But it also, don't you get stuff growing on it, algae and stuff that the little bitty fish eat?
It turns really green, yeah. So basically, the algae grows onto the structures, which attracts the insects, which attracts smaller fish, and then the bigger fish. Yep.
And then it attracts us.
Correct, exactly. Yep.
Then it attracts us and the 5,000 tournaments that come out to Braidwood Lake.
Precisely.
Yeah. And this way, you know, it's something. I mean, you're a fisheries guy, and you know, has it really, really helped improve that lake? That's a very tough question to answer, I know.
It is. It's really tough, but the bottom line is if there isn't any structure, then there's nothing there to hold fish. So you got to have the structure there to hold fish.
One of the things that amazed me is when I was on the boat with you guys a couple years ago, I was actually not on the boat. I was with the boat behind you guys. And where you're dropping them in, I know where they are. I mean, I saw them go down. And I'm looking at the fish finder for the guy on his boat. And all it looked like, and I don't know why, it didn't look like the fish crib it looks like in person. It looked like weeds growing straight up. What? I mean, how did that work?
Yeah, so it's really kind of neat how the product works. It basically just sucks down to the bottom of the sediment, and then the PVC pipes kind of mimic vegetation. So there's a lot of little spaces for little fish to hide, and it looks really cool underwater.
I mean, I was like, wow. It looks like weeds, but it's not weeds. It's PVC piping. And it doesn't take long. I mean, because, okay, we shot this long line of fish cribs. And then when we came back, as we were coming back, we saw bluegills around them. The guy was able to point out, that's a bluegill. Here's another one. They were already moving in within 5 minutes of us dropping them in. Why? Because fish like to be around structure. So if the bigger guy is looking to eat them, they can run.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, one of the things about Braidwood is one of our great lakes here in northern Illinois. It's a cooling lake for the Constellation Braidwood plant, but it produces a wide variety of fish that, from whether you're fishing from shore or you're fishing out, right?
Yeah, that fishery is really amazing. There's largemouth bass. There is a remnant population of smallies. There's flatheads. There's wipers. There's blues. We actually did a blue catfish survey on the south side a couple weeks ago when we got about 500 fish. The biggest fish was 30 pounds, but I've heard anglers catch, you know, blues in excess of 60 pounds. So there's some really awesome fishing there.
Yeah. And what's great about it is it starts in April and goes the year, but you could do a lot of good fishing. Catch and release back into the lake, release in the grease, whatever. But it's still a good quality lake.
It's one of my favorite lakes, yep.
Yeah. Well, Seth, I want to thank you for coming and talking to us about what we're doing out here and how it has helped the lake, how it has helped us fishermen, because we've gotten more, whether I'm a shore angler or a boater, it doesn't make a difference at Braidwood because you can catch fish there, right?
Anytime.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Well, Seth, thanks for coming on here.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Now we're talking to the guy. I don't want to call him an engineer. I don't want to call him a quack. I don't want to call him anything. You are an engineer? I didn't know that.
I graduated University of Toledo.
Oh, he's an engineer from the University of Toledo? I just thought you were a tinkerer and a master, you know, drive yourself crazy in inventing things.
That's when we masterminded this whole idea here. I had eight engineers in the room when we created this. So they're throwing all kinds of ideas at me, and I'm just drinking it up. And then a month or two later, we go out and test it. And we did that for about 6 months in 2002.
That is amazing because these fish cribs that you have created are just it's plastic and PVC. Where if someone looks at it, they would say, "Oh, that's a small crappie." What do you call it? Crappie
stick ups.
Yes, yeah,
stick ups is a big word.
Yeah, a crappie stick up. It's not. This is. It may look a little bit like it, but it doesn't show up like that on a sonar. And you can you can pick them up. You can move them. They're not like a big crappie thing that you kill yourself on.
Originally, it was tomato steaks. And during drawdown in the reservoirs, when it's drawn down, they'll go out with about 40 tomato steaks and put them in a cluster. And the nickname of stick-ups stuck with all of it. Yeah. You go fish the stick-ups.
Yeah. Now, these fish cribs that we've been dropping, how many are in? This is the amazing fact. People don't realize how much Constellation puts into the lake for the health of the lake, on top of the DNR's health for the lake. But how many of these fish cribs are dropped?
There's 1,850 out there now.
Almost 2,000.
Almost 2,000, yes. This will bring about 1,900.
Unbelievable. Now, these things are what about, they're not quite 3x3, are they?
They're 30 by, they're actually exactly 29 by 29. Okay. And they're 18 high.
18 high, that was the thing. And I've got pictures that people could go on Facebook and see how high they are. I mean, they're not very high. They're, a little over, under 2 foot, right?
18 inches.
18 inches.
And the reason behind it, we studied that too. We tried to do 24-inch height. And center of gravity was too high. And if you're setting these, you can set these in a flat in 15, 20 feet, and they'll go down perfectly vertical by design. And they'll go right to where you're looking at on your sonar unit and set up on a flat. You can set these in deep water.
Because they just go straight down.
Exactly. Straight down by design.
And really, that's where the engineer side of you comes in, my friend, is that because of the way the holds are, it acts like little shoots of water going down. And when it hits the bottom,
it steers it.
It sucks it in.
Absolutely. Yes.
How do you do that?
Yeah. It was actually the propelling is those tubes. Underneath the tubes is a hole. Of course, so now as the water flows, it squirts up out the top of the tubes, and that propels it in a perfectly straight vertical direction.
Mm-hmm. And this is an amazing thing. But it's not just something that, I mean, this would work on salt water, fresh water, brackish. It'll work on ponds, anywhere.
We're working on salt water right now because we're finding coral attaches to these.
Huh?
And you know that if coral is all gone on this earth, we will be not long after. Coral is very, very important for our environment and protection.
Well, I've got to tell you, Jeff Jenkins, everybody, an engineer beyond your wildest imagination for this project. And I've been doing this with you for years.
Yes,
we're not even going to say
how. Thank you, Chauncey. you've been priceless. Thank you.
But I mean, if somebody wanted to learn more about these fish cribs, do they get a hold of you? Is there a website? What do we do?
Well, I lay low.
I know you lay low.
Because it's been 22 years now of testing in every different application you can imagine. And we've done it all. And it's 100% in every case.
Yeah.
So we are actually talking to a marketing firm. Okay. And we may go big time here this spring.
All right. Good. Very good. Well, you got to tell me when you do.
It's scary.
It's going to be. You're not going to.
It's way too big, too quick.
You're not going to get any sleep.
I have to be ready. Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, showing us this cribs and being part of the just under 2,000. That's an amazing number.
Isn't that crazy? It's something else. Rob Miller and Neil Miller were the two gurus that got this going here at Braidwood.
That's so cool. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you, Chauncey.
Well, this is the third of the trifecta. We've got Brett Nauman from Constellation, the gentleman who says, Chauncey, we're doing it again. And are we?
Yes, we are, sir. Thank you for being here today.
Fish cribs. Oh, I can't believe we're just under 2,000.
I know, since 2007, we've been putting these in Braidwood Lake, and it's just a passion for the folks that work at Braidwood Station to make the lake a better fishing lake and improve the community. We like to, you know, do good things in the communities that we live and serve.
Oh, you do a lot more than do good things. You do a heck of a lot more. But one of the things are these fish cribs. It's, and this is all paid for by Constellation. And, you know, they're doing, you know, they're helping out. They're helping place them. You and some other volunteers that come out and help drop them. And over the years, this has been a community thing, kind of like that you keep a little quiet because you don't want to know everybody know where the cribs are.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's some of the best fishing spots on Braidwood Lake mm-hmm. where these cribs are. So the they get dropped into the lake. Algae starts forming right there, and it just becomes a great habitat for fishing. And we've seen the bass in this lake. They have grown exponentially over the years, mm-hmm. And it's great for the community that, you know, local anglers, they can come out here and you know, benefit from this.
Yes, and because, you know, this is something where Braidwood has gone an up and down cycle over the millennia of years that's been here. When people look at Braidwood, they see that power plant on the other side. I don't think they realize how much involved Constellation and the staff are in this lake. I mean, yes, DNR is very, very active, but even Constellation has their own fisheries people. They have their own work. They do testing. They survey. They're very concerned about this lake, and they want to make it for the betterment of the community. And that's what people don't realize. All the effort that you guys are doing, including the Big Fish for a Cure and the Kids Fishing Tournament, April 12th, hint, 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 mark your calendars when we do it again, of 2025. But this is where Constellation is not just lip servicing. They're showing people what they feel that they want to do for the community.
Thanks, Chauncey. I appreciate you bringing that up. And a lot of folks that I talk to here in Illinois, they don't realize that we have 6 nuclear power plants in Illinois, all owned by Constellation. And each one of these plants, like the Braidwood plant, we are looking to, you know, be good stewards in the community. So every single one of our clean energy centers where we, you know, have power plants, it's very important for us to improve the community and be part of the community and volunteer in the community. And you see that at Braidwood, you see it with the Fishing for a Cure event. It's just part of our DNA as employees of Constellation.
Oh, good. Yes, it is. And one of the things I really love about Braidwood, and I apologize, I don't know all the other plants off the top of my head, but the thing is, yes, people are out there in their boats and, you know, whether it's a rowboat with a small engine on it or it's a big fancy, you know, boat with a big engine on it. But there's people along the shoreline fishing with their families, having a great time, laughing. The kids are, you know, running around, catching a few fish, and then they go explore and pick up rocks and find something or other, you know, whatever, a cricket or a snake or a frog. I mean, it's such a unique place to not just go fishing, but to just watch what everyone is doing out there. They're enjoying the outdoors on a lake that is keeping safe, clean energy for us here in Northern Illinois.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a great family activity, and it's something that those of us that work at Constellation at Braidwood Station that we enjoy watching flourish here.
Brett, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much, Chauncey.
That was Brett Nauman from where else? Constellation. Come on out to Braidwood Clean Energy Center. It's right there on the north side of the lake. Yeah, you're not going to get to the plant, but you could get to the lake and have a great time in the great outdoors.
Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on December 2nd and 3rd at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. Please bring your own non-toxic shot. This 2-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all ages and skill levels with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds released. That's 2 hunts Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and dog, if requested, lunch on the site, a hotel room Monday night in a great downtown Springfield hotel, a banquet dinner with silent auction and more, coffee, donuts Tuesday morning, and you pick up your clean birds, and you can either go back in the field or drive home. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and have fun with 1 or 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Hey everyone, Chauncey here, and Waterworks Marine is having their end of the season huge blowout sale. 25 to 90% off on many items you need if you own a boat. From November 11th to the 16th, Waterworks needs to make room for their 2025 product line and save you money. They're great deals on Mercury motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by a special warranty for Mercury only at Waterworks. How about 25% off? In-stock rod holders, lube, oil, stabilizers, safety equipment, pops, and more. And don't forget that extended warranty deal on Mercury outboard motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by that special Mercury extended warranty at Waterworks Marine. But that's not all. Look at the super prices for boat consoles, boat covers, hardware, manuals, Lund apparel to look good, cushions, and more. So pick up all of your boating needs at the blowout prices, and don't forget to repower your boat with a new Mercury outboard engine and get that extended warranty that'll save you thousands of dollars. That's November 11th to the 16th, big blowout sale at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I'll see you there. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, so stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I have somebody on the telephone right now with me who we should be singing, "We are the champions." Da, da. Well, I should say he is the champion, not me. But we've got, oh my God. With me right now is a Chicago favorite, just one of the most unique, well-known Lake Michigan bass, smallmouth bass guides you can ever meet, Ryan Whitaker. Hey, buddy, how you doing, Ryan?
Doing good, Chauncey. How are you doing?
My friend, congratulations on your win from last week at the Cal. It was at the Cal SAG Bass Anglers, but it was the Big Lake Bass Tournament, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I mean, first of all, this is a 2-day event, and
yeah,
you know, we know what Mother Nature, and you've been doing this for a number of years. We know mm-hmm. what Mother Nature could be like in October on Lake Michigan. She don't like nobody.
Yes, I have seen the devil out there.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. She's not wearing that pretty lily white dress with the flowers in her hair. She's riding her Harley.
But Chauncey, I'll tell you, this weekend,
mm-hmm.
it was it's the first time. I think this was the fourth or fifth championship we've had in October. Last year it got postponed twice because of what you're talking about, and we did it in November, but this is the first time we've had really great weather for 2 days straight. Mm-hmm. We had southwest at 5 to 10 for 2 days on Lake Michigan in October, and that's kind of unheard of, and like, you know, temperatures in the 70s,
yeah.
Which is not great for the fishing, but fantastic for the anglers and, you know, to be able to get around and go. We launch out of East Chicago, Indiana, and, you know, we fish anywhere from downtown Chicago to, you know, all the way up to Michigan, to the Michigan border, and people were able to go wherever they wanted, and it's the first time ever in this championship, so it was fantastic.
Now, once again, this is a two-day event on October 19th and 20th. How many boats were in the tournament?
So the circuit, I think, had 40-something signed up, and then you had to reach 180 points to qualify throughout the season. And I think 16 qualified for this, and it's the 16. You know, with the south end of Lake Michigan, there's not a huge group of anglers down there. But this is it's the best guys from the south end of Lake Michigan, from Northwest Indiana and Chicago that fish out there. So it was 16 boats that qualified for this 2-day championship.
Okay, 16 boats. You're able to keep three fish. Weigh in three fish, correct?
Correct. Yep. Three fish per day.
All right. You're out there. You don't know what anybody else is doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first day you go, you're going to weigh three fish. And, you know, smallmouth bass, well, first of all, when you're fishing Lake Michigan, it's not like fishing a little pond, folks, or, you know, a small inland lake. It's a whole different animal out there. And so the first day, your three fish total was 13.5, 13.49 or something like that?
13.49, yep. Yeah, right at 13.5, yep.
Which, three fish, almost 13.5 pounds? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's amazing to be there, right? You know, and your big fish of the day was 4.85. So you got a sow right there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think two of them were right about the same.
Oh.
And then one a little less.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, you say that's big, and that is, those are great fish. But for this end of the lake, I came in thinking, okay, that's a good first day. I kept myself in it. I didn't for once think that I was going to be leading, and I ended up leading. But I just know I'm out there so much. I know what that lake has. And I know how good the anglers are, and you know, it turned out to be kind of a tough day for some guys because of the warmer weather. These fish don't like these, you know, warmer than average fall days.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good day, but it was not surprising to me. I mean, last year there was a 16.5 pound three fish limit weighed in in that championship. So. That's where I was setting the bar, you know, 16, 15, 16, something like that. So, turned out to be a little tough, but I was fortunate to get a couple big bites and felt good at the first day. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to, now this is me and you, okay. Do you want to divulge what bait you were using, or was it a bubblegum plastic worm?
No, I'll absolutely tell you. I was throwing a 1/2 ounce tightrope jig, with that Maxent craw trailer and a Berkeley Maxent 2.5 inch tube.
Wow.
Those are the two baits that did it all for me.
Wow, that's amazing. And then the second day, you wound up doing another three fish that you weighed in with the big bass. The second day was 5 pounds, .41 or something like that.
Yes.
And the total weight for the second day was over 14.5 pounds.
Yep.
I mean, when do you realize, like, oh my God, I got a chance to win?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, as a tournament fisherman and other tournament fishermen probably know this, you shouldn't feel comfortable ever. I love tournament fishing so much, but it's absolute torture throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I sometimes question why I love it so much, because you never feel like, you know, if you're catching them good, you feel like, okay, they're biting today. Everybody else is catching them good. So you're like, God, you know, I need another big one. So I started the day with a couple 3.5 pounders. And then right after I caught the second 3.5 pounder, I lost one that about made me puke at the side of the boat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been fishing out there a long time, and this was the biggest one I've ever seen that I've ever hooked. and it jumped off right next to the boat. So that was a heartbreaker. You know, when you fall down and you you have to walk it off. You get up and you walk real fast. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm not hurt. And you start walking real fast. That's what I did. The fish came off and I'm walking back and forth on the boat. Like, that didn't happen. You know, that didn't just happen. So that was a nightmare. And then the next cast, I hook one that's 5-something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got it in the boat and I was excited, but the fish was hooked deep and it was bleeding really bad. And we get penalized a 0.5 pound for these fish. If your fish is dead, we get penalized a 0.5 pound if you bring it in dead. So I was really worried the fish was going to die. And also, I just don't want to kill a fish. It's a bummer. Mm-hmm. You know, it kills the day. So I poured, the fish was bleeding really bad in the throat when I got the hook out, and poured about a 0.5 bottle of Cherry Coke down his throat to use the acid from the Cherry Coke to try to stop the bleeding on the fish. This is something that tournament fishing, it's common knowledge in tournament fishing. Any kind of soda can stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, thought the fish was dead, checked it 10 minutes later. It looked like it was completely dead to me. And then, you know, for the next few hours, I'm just kind of bummed because I think, you know, I'm going to have this penalty. And I look 3 hours later, I flip open the live well, and this fish is fine. Completely came back to life and got all his color back, and he's swimming perfect. And then everything was great. And then ran to another spot, caught that 541. And then I was feeling good.
Your total weight was 28.18 for 6 fish, 2 days of fishing. Congratulations. You got the trophy. You got the check. You got everything else. Now, I know you were fishing in a boat worthy of Lake Michigan.
Absolutely. If you're fishing out of a bass boat, this is the boat for the Great Lakes, any kind of larger fishery that has big waves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been fishing out there a long time. I've fished out of a lot of boats. And this Lund 2075 Pro V Bass is absolutely the Great Lakes bass boat.
Yep.
It's the one.
Yep.
It's incredible.
And that's a Lund. How long was it again?
It's 20 foot 10 inches.
20 foot 10 inch Lund. Deep V boat that is well worth any big body of water. I mean, not just Lake Michigan. You could do rivers, you could do big reservoirs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as a matter of fact, he got the from Waterworks Marine. So, you know.
Absolutely.
You can stop
in Waterworks. I can't say enough about them. I mean, they got the boat in. They let me work with them on all the rigging and everything. And we had a couple adjustments we had to make in the first week just to get it set up for me, and they got me in fast and got it done well. All the guys there in the shop are fantastic. Wayne does a great job over there, and they just—I mean, it was the best experience I've had as far as boat mechanics and any kind of work done on the boat. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they have 5 of the top mechanics, I think, in our area working there,
and those guys know everything. I mean, there was nothing. I said, hey, can you do this? And they're like, yeah, no problem. Yeah. I mean, anything I ask them, they're like, yeah, it's done.
That's so cool. And that's, once again, that was Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Call Wayne up and say, hey, I want the, I want the Ryan Chauncey price on this one.
There you go.
Hey, but
yeah, one other thing I want to say about the Lund, too, is, you know, that boat is big. It's a big boat. It's got a wide beam, and it looks like just a big water boat. But you know, I'm a bass fisherman, and I love fishing shallow. I love shallow largemouth fishing, and because it's aluminum, it's got a higher draft. And that boat, I had another fiberglass boat before this that's known for shallow bass fishing and everything, and I can get this boat shallower than I had that boat.
Really?
I can get that thing back in a foot of water, no problem.
Cool.
I've got a Bob's Machine Shop jack plate on it, and I can idle through a foot of water, no problem. And on the trolling motor, I can get up into all lily pads and anywhere I need to go for shallow largemouth fishing, and then also take it on the big water and be comfortable in some bigger waves.
Yeah.
So it's for me, it's perfect. And as a guide, it's got the jump seats in the back, so I can take four people comfortably. Everybody's got a seat. And it's just, I don't know why more basketball companies aren't doing this type of layout with all the space in the cockpit area and the extra seats. It just seems like a no-brainer. And it's, you know, for anyone that, you know, you see a lot of guys that have bass boats and then they have a family and then they transition over to a walleye boat or a fishing ski. But with this thing, you got a legit bass boat and you can see, you know, the family in the thing and, mm-hmm. and go out fishing and have all the amenities of a tournament bass boat, but still have seating for other people.
So, well, one of the things that you said you were using was a tightrope jig. That
yes, sir.
You have a slight interest in making them.
yeah. And yeah, that's something we've been making for a while.
I'm on your website there, tightropefishing.com, and these are some unique jigs from black and purple to chartreuse and black to pink and a couple of other strands of color in there. Then you could see almost a rusty, you know, a crayfish that's more of a brownish color, or a black and brownish color. And then you've got some that have got a blue color in them that, honestly, I thought this one was almost going to be a dragonfly the way it looked to me. I mean, their color combinations are really cool for almost, including just plain old white. you know, you've got a wide variety in sizes, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So we do a lot of different color combinations. You know, we do a lot of limited releases of colors
mm-hmm.
on our website. We have our stock colors that are just our everyday, you know, fish catchers. And then we know, you know, everywhere you go, there's always a color. So mm-hmm. we try to match it for the conditions and do seasonal colors, you know, especially for Lake Michigan. You know, the gobies change colors all the time
mm-hmm.
with the water clarity. So there's not one. You know, I know a lot of companies will put out a goby color, but there's no one goby color. Those things change colors all the time. Same with crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need blues, you need browns, you need orange, red, all that stuff. So, yeah, we do, you know, there's three of us that make these things, myself, yeah. Josh Sokol, and JP Hay. And we're all on the water you mm-hmm. know, several days a week. So following the patterns and then tying jigs that match whatever the current patterns are. And when we find one that's hot, we make them and we put them out there. Yeah. We do limited releases.
Tightropefishing.com. Tightropefishing.com. And I know you're doing the guide service on Lake Michigan for smallmouth mm-hmm. bass and largemouth bass, anything. But I mean, how does somebody get a hold of you to try to set up a guide service for next year?
So they can go straight to my website, chicagobassfishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
All my information's on there. You can hit me on Facebook. It's just Ryan Whitaker. Instagram, same thing. But, yeah, the best way is just go to my website and then contact me directly through email or just call me. Mm-hmm. Call, text, whatever. That's the best way. I've always got my phone on me. So.
Okay. And you will call you back. If you call me in the middle of a fishing day, he'll call you later that night.
I absolutely will. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning and talking about winning this championship here on Lake Michigan and your great job of catching them.
Thanks, Chauncey. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, everyone. Chauncey here, and Waterworks Marine is having their end-of-the-season huge blowout sale. 25 to 90% off on many items you need if you own a boat. From November 11th to the 16th, Waterworks needs to make room for their 2025 product line and save you money. There are great deals on Mercury motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by a special warranty for Mercury, only at Waterworks. How about 25% off? In-stock rod holders, lube, oil, stabilizers, safety equipment, pops, and more. And don't forget that extended warranty deal on Mercury outboard motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower covered by that special Mercury extended warranty at Waterworks Marine. But that's not all. Look at the super prices for boat consoles, boat covers, hardware, manuals, Lund apparel to look good, cushions, and more. So pick up all of your boating needs at the blowout prices, and don't forget to repower your boat with a new Mercury outboard engine and get that extended warranty that'll save you thousands of dollars. That's November 11th to the 16th, big blowout sale at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I'll see you there.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet, also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods, also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying everything that we've gone through today. But, you know, I know it's going to be a little cooler this weekend. It's going to be back up in the upper 70s next week, later in the week. But it's just going to be really a nice. It's fall. The weather's going to change. It's going to get a little cooler, fall colors, but it's time to get out and enjoy everything the great outdoors has to offer before we start shoveling the great outdoors. Okay. Hey, let's get into the most important, I think, the kid with the fan club. You know who that is. Aiden, my grandson in Western Michigan. And this report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Don't forget, big blowout sale, only from the 11th to the 16th of November. Man, they got some huge price reductions on stuff because all new stuff is coming in. Aiden says, Papa, Dad and I did a little pier hopping. Okay, I never heard him call it that before, before hockey practice. So here's the report. In South Haven, the guys said things got better. The pier guys were beginning to catch steelhead and whitefish with spawn. One guy, Jason, said his buddy was fishing the Black River, and they started to catch some steelhead and trout, which they said was a little slow until the other day when everything picked up. Then we looked at the St. Joe River, and the pier boys there, reported catching a few whitefish on spawn. They look kind of funny, but they tell me they taste good. A couple of guys say they saw a steelhead hooked on spawn, but not while we were there checking it out. The last spot we went to was Grand Haven. The anglers there reported steelhead on fresh salmon spawn. We then stopped for burger and fries and a chocolate malt, and I like dipping my fries into the malt. That tastes really good. Okay, Aiden. See you in a few weeks. Your hockey and fishing pro in the making, Aiden. And once again, this fishing, I love his reports. This fishing report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Hey, you know, last weekend we went out fishing with all those kids from Gurry Junior High School. Had a great time. We talked about it earlier in the show, but just a super group of kids. We couldn't have been more polite, more helping each other, and very, very good anglers. I really appreciated all the help that the teachers, the two teachers that came out, and everybody else. But trout season opened last Saturday, and boy, was it crowded in DuPage County, because they DuPage, you've got Grove, Pickerel, Silver. I mean, Silver Lake had a bunch of people there. Oh, my gosh. Kankakee, we had Bird Park Quarry, Rock Creek in Kankakee River State Park. Kendall County had Big Lake at Silver Springs State Fish and Wildlife Area. Lake County had Sand Lake and Illinois Beach State Park. McHenry, Spring Grove Hatchery Pond. That's always a good spot. Will County had Lake Streeny and the Van Horn Woods. And let's not pass up the Cook County ones, which was Axed, Ballou, Bussy North, Green, Horsetail, Sag Quarry East, and Wolf Lake at William Powers State Fish and Wildlife Area there. So you know what? Everybody that I talked to said they had a great time. Lots of people caught their limit of fish, and they said the most fun was watching the smiles on kids' faces catching their first rainbow trout. Can't go wrong with that. That's what I love about this one. If you haven't noticed, we need water. In our lakes and rivers and ponds, everything. I crossed the Illinois River in Morris at the beginning of the week, and it was, I mean, we're talking several feet down. There's large amounts of shoreline that are exposed. I mean, you could lay out an area that you would normally be covered by 3 feet of water. I mean, it's all really low in on the shoreline. The main channel is still running good, but it's still, we need water and a lot of it. So, you know, if you're working deeper holes in some of the streams, be careful. You could really do a lot of damage to fish in those bodies of water. So just remember that. I've seen some ponds that are down 8 to 10 inches, even one that was a foot and a half low. So be careful when you're out there. Up on the chain of lakes, Captain Tony said to me it was a B&P day. I had to call him up and say, what do you mean a B&P day? He says bluegill and perch. He said he was getting some decent numbers, 3 to 4 feet in Channel Lake. He said, definitely stay with small baits. Ice baits are working really good. His friend Joe said, who goes musky fishing, said he did okay with big minnows and jerk baits, but he said he had a lot more fun catching northerns on big minnows than he was catching a musky, which is pretty good. Catfish are doing quite well up on the chain, and that's a good sign, too, there. New Buffalo, Michigan, we've got with warmer weather. With northern pike action has been good at the New Buffalo fishing area. Golden roaches behind the docks and stuff like that, and off the pier. So remember that. Whoa, the flute just played, and I should have heard it earlier. Today's proverb comes from the Lakota Nation. It says, see how the boy is with his sister and the other ones in his home, and you can see how that man will be with your daughter. Oh, that's very true. See how that boy is with his sister and others in his home, and you can know how that man will be with your daughter. How very, very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.